Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting sixth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dick Porter. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Milges. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Johnny Milges. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting 7th. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Yats Woosling. Batting 9th. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, George Uhel. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fothergill. Averill reaches second base with a double. Jamison moves to third. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to home to get Jamison. Averill moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel fires to first and has Fonseca trapped. There's the throw to Woosling, who tags Fonseca for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards short. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fothergill moves to third. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt takes first base on ball 4. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Myatt. The throw from Shea and he is out. Woosling applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards second. Porter can't make a play. That's a base hit. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Myatt for a passed ball. Alexander moves to second. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alexander moves to third. One out. Yats Woestling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woestling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to home to get Alexander. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a line drive into right field. Falk picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Falk. Woestling goes all the way around to score. Uhel moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Uhel scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Tigers. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell can't make a play. That's a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Porter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Milges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milges hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson who is chasing the ball. Milges reaches third base with a triple. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milges scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a line drive towards short. Woestling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Porter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Falk who is chasing the ball. Alexander reaches third base with a triple. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-1 in the game. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell can't make a play. That's a base hit. Alexander scores. It's 3-1, Tigers. Yats Wustling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wustling is 0-for-1 in the game. Wustling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Porter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Geringer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fothergill moves to second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fothergill. Porter reaches second base with a double. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wustling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to third. One out. Johnny Milges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Milges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter scores. It's 3-2, Tigers. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milges moves to third. Jameson moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Johnson. Milges tags and scores. Jameson scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. the Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus strikes out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shea hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yats Woestling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woestling is 0 for 2 in the game. Woestling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shea moves to third. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Uhel hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Porter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 2 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woestling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. Falk hits a pop-up towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woestling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Milges fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards second. Porter can't make a play. That's a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gehringer. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. Gehringer steals second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 3 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woestling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Milges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milges is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Milges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woestling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Alexander hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 4, Tigers, 4. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Yats Woestling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woestling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Woestling bunts towards the mound. Milges fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Uhel hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Woestling. The throw from Myatt and he is out, Burnett applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woestling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Shea. Sewell scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-3 in the game. Fonseca takes first base on ball 4. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fonseca. The throw from Shea and he is safe. Fonseca steals second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-3 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Porter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Myatt strikes out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Burnett hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Milges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Porter. The throw from Shea and he is out, Geringer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heilman hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-4 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Porter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.